Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon of Tammy's Tastings, and I'm Lester Graham with another episode of Cheers to Michigan. Before you start mixing this, I see you've got some kind of soft drink you're going to use. What is that?
So this is from Casamara Club. They're a Detroit-based company, and they're making what they call Amaro sodas.
Interesting, and they've got a variety of them here. We're going to taste one of them, right?
Right. We're going to taste the one called Alta, which is the one we're mixing with today. But all of their products are really interesting. We've talked about Amaros on the show before. They're those Italian bittersweet after-dinner drinks. They use a lot of different botanicals that often have bitter or complex herbal flavors. And so here they're taking those, turning them into tinctures, and then using them in a soft drink.
Okay. Are you going to open that one for me?
Yes, I am going to open this one. We're going to taste the Alta because that's what we're going to use in our cocktail today.
And these are non-alcoholic.
Non-alcoholic. They're really designed for people who want to drink a little less but still have something that's got great flavor, is interesting, and not too sweet. These are just slightly sweetened.
Oh, I like that because it's not sweet. I get so tired of super, super, super sweet. That's barely got any sweetness to it, but it's definitely got that Amaro kick, I'll call it, the bitterness that I really enjoy.
Agreed. I like it a lot myself.
What are you using this in?
I'm going to take my inspiration from Italy, and we're going to make a little Michigan twist on the most popular cocktail in Italy.
That seems like an easy drink to make.
It really is. Just like an Aperol Spritz, we're just going to build it in a wine glass over a big pile of ice and then enjoy it while doing nothing at all.
What else did you put in there besides that soft drink?
So it was 1.5 ounces of Aperol. And then 1 ounce of gin. I used the Gin Stash gin from Rusted Crow Distillery. And then just topped it off with 4 ounces of the Alta.
Now, is there anything special about this gin? Is it a London dry gin or something else?
Very similar to a London dry gin. I would say it's really a great, straightforward mixing gin. It works in a lot of different cocktails, and it doesn't have any really unusual botanicals that might make it not work with other flavors.
A flexible gin.
Flexible and delicious. Oh, and I forgot to mention, don't forget the lemon wedge. I think that really makes the drink when you squeeze a nice, healthy wedge of lemon in there and then drop that right into the glass.
I have seen so many drinks where when you put the garnish or the bit of fruit in there, the citrus in there, it always makes it just a little bit better than you thought was possible. So we'll see how that turns out here.
And that's right. This drink doesn't have any acid in it, doesn't have any citrus in it. The sodas themselves don't have any tartness to them. So that little bit of citrus there is just going to brighten it up.
All right, let's see. You know, if I didn't know what you'd done, I would be convinced there was some kind of Amaro in there.
Well, there is. The Aperol is an Amaro, but it's a fairly light and fruity and sweet Amaro, and so by using Alta instead of the usual mix of club soda and Prosecco, we're bringing even more of those herbal, earthy, botanical flavors.
So I'm surprised about these soft drinks. I've not actually seen anything quite like this, especially since they're not very sweet, but they have a lot of flavor. Where'd this idea come from?
Well, if you think about it, this is really what pharmacists used to do. When we think back to soda fountain era, they were taking herbal tinctures and botanicals, and they were mixing them with something, usually some sugar. And that's where things like Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper came from. And so this is just taking that same philosophy and bringing it into the modern era.
It'll be great to see what else can be done with these soft drinks, because they seem like they'd have a lot of potential since there's so many kinds.
4 different flavors. And what I like about them from the perspective of mixing into drinks is that most soft drinks have a lot of sugar in them already. And so if you combine them with any ingredients that are sweet, it doesn't work. With these, because they don't have any sweetness of their own, they're a really great avenue to add flavor without more sugar.
So what's this drink called?
I'm calling it the Alta Spritz in honor of the Alta drink.
Ah, very nice. Cheers.
Cheers.